Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Leslie Grossman back on the show. Leslie is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now, golly, almost 9 years. She's been a great member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of a number of books, including her new one, Link Out. And she is the chair of Vistage for New York City and one of the smartest people we know, Leslie Grossman. Welcome back to the show.
Well, I'm delighted to be here this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you back. You know, folks, I mentioned Leslie being so smart. Vistage doesn't have any people associated with them who aren't smart. So if you meet somebody who's a Vistage leader, you're meeting a smart person. You can write that one down. Leslie, thanks again for being here. I appreciate it very much. One of the things that you know all about in your work with Vistage and just over the years, you've come to understand why leaders gather, why they get together. Why would one really, really smart, really successful CEO want to spend time with another really smart, really successful CEO? Talk to us about that.
Well, I think it's a principle, a common principle that a lot of people don't realize, and that is that you can get farther with collaboration than you can with competition. And I mm-hmm. think the really top CEOs, the top leaders, have learned that is where they make the biggest difference, because alone we only know so much, you know, and we have our own businesses. But if we put our heads together with other people, we can create something more powerful, whether it's sharing ideas, helping each other, or even growing our business, because that collaboration, we can create something that we might not have thought of doing alone. And that's why leaders gather.
I agree 100%. And so let's talk about why they don't gather. And I, one of the things that I'm concerned about, and this is kind of, frankly one of the things that caused me to create this thing that I do every day on the radio show. I think they don't gather. I think small business leaders don't gather because they're not self-confident. They're not confident about their own ability, their own performance. What they know, they feel that even if they're successful, they feel that there's somebody else who's gonna be there, who's gonna know a lot more than them, and wherever their deficiencies are, instead of thinking, you know, I'll solve those, if I'll bring my deficiencies and somebody else will help me, instead of doing that, we think, you know what, I don't really want to be exposed. I don't want people to realize that I don't do this or I don't know how to do that. What do you think, Leslie?
I do agree with that. I think that lack of confidence is a big part of it, and a fear. Having kind of a scarcity mentality. It's like there's not enough of that out there to go around to all of us. So right. I have to grab what I can and not share it, because if I share my thoughts, my ideas, or look for ways to help the other guy, then there'll be less for me. And I don't really believe that's true at all. And I think that big leaders don't believe that. And in other words, they are, why do they? They go to board meetings, right? They're on a board. That's right. Where they go. And they not only are they giving part of what they have to the organization that they might be part of, particularly a nonprofit, but that's where they end up making great deals with each other by sharing
right.
things.
That's right.
And that's why they go. They go there for multiple reasons. But yet we, the small business owner, often is the opposite. We have that fear. So we don't show up at all because we're afraid that somebody's going to take our knowledge, or we don't want to share our knowledge. And
it's an extension of why we don't ask questions,
right?
You know, why we don't raise our hand. And it's, as I said, it was one of the reasons why I started doing what I'm doing back in '97, because I was a consultant to small businesses one at a time all those years, and these guys would stay in their caves. You know what I mean? They'd bring me in, I'd come in and help them, but I realized that they needed information that they weren't asking for. They weren't going to go get it. And so, you know, one of my quests in my career is to help small business owners to realize that you're not supposed to know everything. And so we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about this gathering, this leadership gathering thing, this collaboration thing. And I don't know anybody who can talk to us more intelligently about this than our good friend Leslie Grossman. She's going to be back with us after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.